Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
What is up with you?
What do you
You're gonna
mean?
make me come there.
What are you talking about?
You're still congested, I hear it.
I'm a lot better than I had been, though.
I know, but that does, so am I, Christy, so am I.
I'm still taking my medication the doctors gave me. I think I have 2 days left. So they told me after that, if I'm still,
Is it
like still
walking
having,
pneumonia, maybe?
don't
You're
know.
'cause you're
I
just
mean, I
going
guess it.
online and talking to somebody. You're not actually going in and getting checked out, right?
Well, they said after I'm done with this medication, they'd have me go in, you know, 'cause
Okay.
if this, like, they should have, you know, say at that point, if the stuff they're giving me is not working, then yeah, they'd have to
Got
go further. Because there's not much more they can give me,
No.
so
I can't imagine. There is.
no, and I don't want to take
It's
anything
been
else, but
going
you know that,
for far too long, too, so
yeah, but I wasn't taking anything originally, so this, like, so I have
I know.
two, I think two more full days of the prescription, and then I think I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow, and then I'll schedule one. When I'm there, I'll schedule one for next week if I need to.
Good. Okay. I will then I'll stop inquiring about your.
I promise you, yes, it's been too long.
I
No,
just
Chris was
don't
like, he's like, I
I
wonder.
don't like a hypocrite now here.
Yeah,
I have
no,
not
he
called
goes.
a freaking dentist due to your statement. And because the day that she that I could have gone in, probably the easiest day, is Wednesday, and he wasn't in. And then the next time I tried to get an appointment, he also wasn't in.
Yikes, I
So,
know it's always the days you're
yeah,
down that are not.
I know. I was so
Yeah.
upset. But I did find out a good notion that, like, Andrea DeMarie, Baby J's, she's had dentures
Yeah.
for years, and I had no idea, on uppers and a bottom.
A lot of people do. Yeah, I have a
And it
best
was
friend,
way cheaper. And hers
here
looks
that
so
she's got.
real.
She's got, I think she did, yeah, what did she do? Yeah, she got her bottoms done and then her tops, or tops and then, yeah, I think they did their tops first, but
You have to
yeah,
do tops, I think, first.
she has horrible teeth, and she said, it's nothing I've done. Chris has horrible teeth, like horrible teeth.
Matt
Like,
too.
we went in and they, like, screened him and did all that, and it was going to cost us, I think, $20,000 to do the veneers or whatever they're called.
I think it's
Yeah.
Venetians or not Venetians, veneers. Yeah, it's got veneers.
Veneers, yeah.
Yeah, the permanent
So,
that they
yeah.
screw
So it's
in
going
and
to,
stuff.
yeah, it's going to cost $20,000. And he's like, I'm
And
like,
that's cheap from what I've
I was
been
like, if we need to
investigating.
do it, let's do it. Like, let's get it done. And he's like, no. I'm like, dang
I know
it. So.
20,000 is like, oh, it's a chunk to
It is,
swallow.
but it's poor teeth. He doesn't have any.
I don't either. Yeah, it becomes
Yeah, I
very
mean, I
much
feel
in middle
bad, but
world,
yep,
mashed
he just
potato.
deals with it.
Yep, and it's not. It's almost comical at this point because it's not as. I mean, knock on wood, but it's not painful anymore because I've had 19 root canals in my mouth. So for the most part, whatever's left in there that I haven't had a root canal on, I
Yeah.
probably had root canals on each and every side of it, and meh, it is what it is. But yeah, I think that might be a less. I'm curious to know how much they would cost and. And if I, that's what I was waiting on, finding out about that, but then also this machine, because my mom is so good at like making me feel about 4 centimeters, nanometers tall and making me cry and bawl. And
That's what
yeah.
moms are there for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she shouldn't do that. It's not nice.
Yeah, That's not nice.
After I sent her a very similar message on Thursday night to what I sent to you guys, maybe not as detailed because, yeah, I don't tell people everything because I don't want anyone to worry. Why worry? But I can avoid my parents at all costs. You guys, I couldn't avoid anymore because you're here and you show up and shit. And I have to see you, which I love. Don't get me wrong. You know, right? I'm saying have to, like it's a bad thing. But needless to be said, her only response to me was, I loved you since before I met you. I've been in love with you since before I met you. Please take care of my daughter. And so I then decide, well, if this shit show that I'm bawling my eyes out to right now is going to do that, I'm going to send a message back, and I'm not going to think twice about it. So I said, I, for my entire life, watched a woman who had no college education, no college degree, leave her world, drive 6 hours, and start a whole new life in an area she knew no one, have a family, and still be a sounding board for everybody and anybody that comes her way or comes past her way, who's always put everybody else first her entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did dot, 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 and then I did a separate message, and I said, and learning from that woman how she treated her kids and what she did for her family, I want to be just like her. And I've mm-hmm. only been trying. Now I'm getting teary-eyed about my own fucking text message. Jesus. This is a shit show. So so she immediately calls me and she goes, you are better at this than me. I don't know where you got your words from. She goes, are
you're
you
like
using
friendly,
that
Mom.
Chat? That chat GPT little thingy that you taught me all about? I go, nope. But, yeah, when you have somebody like that that you've grown up watching and learned from and seeing what she goes through, and I love my children exactly the same. It's just, it's different times. It's different places. It's different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, even though my dad wasn't a huge support system for her, let's be honest, you know, most of the neighborhood that they grew up in thought that I was my dad's love child until she punched that woman at the Tup and told her she wasn't going to the Tupperware party. And I think it's a hilarious story that my mom, little old mom, mommy dearest, did that. It's great. But I've seen her do and put everything for everybody first, just like you, just like me, just like so many.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have
mm-hmm.
silver spoons. So I guess that's what I identify with, and I'm glad she thinks I'm better at it than she is because it makes me feel better.
Right.
and also makes me think I got to call insurance and find out if I should wait till the high deductible is up, and because I went back to the old plan because it just doesn't make sense not to have it with, I mean, I pay for just my own prescriptions a month over $300. And that's just a little tiny bit of a copay. And RX, good RX or whatever, all of the different savings and coupons I can come up with. But it's a lot of money for Vyvanse and some of these prescriptions I'm on. So, yeah, it wasn't making it's not making sense. I don't know why I did it. I thought it was a good idea. And then I found out that dental and health, two separate plans, which really sucks because I can't combine the two of them to get to my high deductible. And most of the money I put out this year, like 12 to 15 grand between myself and Nevaeh, every single time I go into that dental office has been dental. It hasn't been so much until just recently. So I'm staring at $3,800 worth of a machine, where I need to put at least half of it down.
Is it working?
Oh, I haven't gotten it yet. That demonstration is just so here's where I'm at.
To see if it's gonna to show you how to do it and to sell you on it, basically.
Yeah, you have to get referred to the venous person, and then you got to get referred to the venous person, referred my referral for my Mormon underwear. I had to go to a separate place, the medical place, to get that.
Yeah, everything's a referral.
Yeah, why? It just drives me nuts. And then this tactile defensive, which is why I sent the I realized I just want to be me again. And I want to be able to walk into an office and not feel like the walls are shutting down.
Mm-hmm.
And when your white blood cells are not being able to, like, formulate, like, I'm looking at some of the pictures in these pamphlets, no wonder I'm embarrassed about my toenails, even. Like, it's so weird. My skin looks like leather, and I have sores that are starting to develop a little bit because you wear these compression pieces, and if you have any bit of hair on your legs, it's uncomfortable all day long, and it's miserable, and if you're already uncomfortable because you have to do this, then...
Well, and if you're in, like... We don't notice any of that. You notice everything because you think that that's what everyone's staring at. And so really, in all honesty, that
I hide
that you're
really
worried
well.
About, the stuff you're worried about is stuff we don't even notice. Go for instance, my the bump on my face, like that was a cancer,
mm-hmm.
that no one, every time when I said, oh yeah, I've had it, on, like I was so self-conscious about it because it was just this huge, big, looked like a big pimple.
Mm-hmm.
And when I told people like that was a cancer, like, oh, I don't remember seeing it. Like they weren't looking. I thought everybody was staring at it. And that was literally like, I was thinking, there's no way they didn't notice that. But everybody was like, I honestly didn't even notice. Like, you know, so it's, we mentally think that it's like the biggest elephant in the room, you know, like mm-hmm. of course they're looking at it, but it's really, it isn't.
Well, the
you know,
tooth
so,
thing, I mean, that's really kind of, that's hard to like not notice.
Well, but you
no one's going to call you out on a pimple.
No, they're not going to call, no, but you mess with it so much that you draw attention to it.
That's because it was so
you're
new.
No, I know, but because you're so self-conscious about it, like you kept like.
Because that's the first thing I looked at with people.
I know. Well, I don't.
It is for me. You have to have good teeth. Good teeth has always been a thing. I've always been praised on my good teeth and never having any kind of dental, knock on wood. I never had to pay for orthodontist. My parents never did orthodontal anything. But now I'm paying for it on the back end with all these root canals, so maybe I should have let my parents handle the orthodontal and I could have gone a different route for me now, but it wouldn't have mattered. My bone density is a problem. My osteopenia is a problem. That comes from my dad's side of the family. And the heart condition comes from mostly my dad's side of the family. And then learning about this this leg issue, water pills were never going to fix it for me. Like the Lasix and stuff, that doesn't get fixed from what... This woman gave me so much more detailed information. She was very good at explaining, way better than the doctor who gave me really high level... Like, I had no idea it's a consistency of like a honey molasses, protein-enriched liquid that is above your water. So it's all coming from your lymphs, but... That machine has, like, lines, and they blow up, and they kind of work similar to, the only thing I can describe it is when you are sitting and we're getting our feet done at the nail salon, and it goes down, like, levels, and it gives you a little something here in your top shoulders, and then your middle of your back, and then your back, you know, and it kind of, the air kind of step down irrigation, not irrigation, that's the wrong word, but not integrated. There's a word about how it does, but it's just like balloons that kind of start at the top, and I would have the full pant leg. I would have the shorts, and the shorts would connect to the two legs, and it's 45 mm-hmm. minutes to an hour a day until you get to a maintenance level, and then it's every other day, or if you're traveling. Or if you're doing, like, it's pretty, it's kind of like having a CPAP machine where you have to travel with that, too. That being said, she was, I had my good compression socks on for most of the day, but not the stockings that go up, because she told me not to do that so that I could see the difference in level. So she did the measurements of my lower leg that had been in a compression and the top part of my leg, and we took the better of two legs, not the bigger of two legs, 1.6 centimeters out of the top and 1.2, I think, centimeters of liquid differential. She's like, I've never seen anything like this. Yeah, I don't think you're going to have a problem getting, you know, approved for this. And in 3 weeks, and her company will go to bat for me if I get denied, and essentially, they do all the work. It comes. She was here, and she goes, "It comes from Minnesota." I go, "Oh, well, that's the best thing you've said to me since you've been here." She goes, "Why?" I go, "Because that's where America's favorite football team is located." Clearly, she goes, "Well, I mean." Okay, I'll let you have that one. I go, thank you. She took pictures of the dogs. She also has a golden doodle that she rescued from, like, a mother baby nursery. Like, they were just overusing. And then they also have a Yorkie poo. I'm like, I feel like I'm talking to my best friend right now. She goes, you need to get this machine. She goes, and I'm not just saying it because I sell it. I've been doing it for about a year now, but your protein-enriched liquids in your legs that's overlaying and it's not allowing your white blood cells to move around. It's not allowing. That's why you get. She goes. I would beg to believe that, you know, you're probably somebody that gets, you know, around somebody that's sick and then you start feeling similar ailments. I go, yeah. I mean, I get sick quick. Yes. She goes, not to mention it looks like you're probably somebody that's already severely anemic, so you're starting to see more bruises, more, you know, sores and stuff, and then your legs, are they starting to be itchy? Are they starting to look leathery like a dinosaur? And do you have sores that from the compression stockings that you have to wear on, like, your tummy? Or, and I was like, well, I don't know. I guess, can I show you? And you tell me if I do? Or, and so I lifted up my thing. She goes, see, because you were a larger woman, because you have cancer in your history, because it, she goes, these are all hereditary. This is not a hereditary thing. This is not a you eat bad thing. This is not you're doing something wrong thing. It's an all-encompassing thing that happens to people whom have had numerous surgeries in their gut area or experimental surgeries, or if you've had cancer and gone through major radiation or chemo treatment or any kind of therapy hormone treatment. I was like, yep, check. She goes, anybody that has overall anxiety or pressures that they just can't get out of their head, or you know, you stand too much, especially with heels, or you sit too long. I go, well, they've been telling me to take it easy. I guess I shouldn't have been doing that. She goes, no, right now you need to take it easy. But somebody that sits too long or stands too long, I go, well, that's been me. She goes, and somebody that doesn't urinate as much as they should. Not so much about what you're drinking, just urination. I go, yeah, I have a catheter during the holidays. Usually I just sit and I just work. She goes, exactly. And I see that, obviously, all of the pressures. Nevaeh, like, looked this woman in the eyes when she was getting taken to work and was just like, I love you, Mom, and thank you, ma'am, for fixing my mom. And she's got a senior too, this woman, this Aaron woman, and in a different district. And she was like, that was sweet. Your family loves you. I was like, yeah, thanks. It's hard because I just want to be here for my family, but sometimes it just doesn't feel like it's very needed. So.
You totally are, but it just feels like you're always in an uphill battle.
Well, and that's where the mental capacity comes into play with this machine. Like, imagine being told you can't do something because it's something you've done every single day, but now you can't do it anymore. Or not being able to get out of your own way, which has been my situation since, 2020? And all of these things are all encompassing with this, like, protein-rich liquid. My toenails are getting harder and starting to get almost, like, gross, like there's fungus or something underneath them. And I showed her those, and she goes, yep, that's definitely a side effect, too. And that's when she gave me the pamphlet and really started to dive deep in everything. So I'm just trying to figure out a way. That's, long story short, the reason why I didn't pick up is because I was on the phone.
Oh, you're good. No, you're fine. I just wanted to nail out what we need to go over before.
Yeah, especially because they're closed today. I tried calling from my cell phone.
They're closed out, yeah. So, okay, so let's jump into that because it sounds like they're doing nothing with it. So with doing nothing with it, they just see it sitting. So they are like, well, we'll just send it back. So usually that means they're not showing it. They're not doing anything with it. They're not promoting it, that I can tell, because I'm
I went through all of their TikToks, every single TikTok.
I follow them. Yeah. So
not one. It's crazy.
It's not the item. It's not that it doesn't work for them. It's just they're not putting the work into it.
Exactly.
So,
and they want to just wipe their hands of the whole project. And I didn't want on, I don't know if you picked up what my emails were on Thursday or Friday, whenever that was.
Yeah.
I was trying to nonchalantly place, we can fix this. We just need to get to an understanding. I need to understand better for moving forward. And I kept getting to a point of writing lifetime trade up, trade out, so you're never stuck with anything. But I couldn't.
Have they
to that point.
Have they paid for any of it?
Let me look.
Have they made any payments is what we need to know.
Yeah. Let me just make a quick look. Oh, here. Let me just call you right back. I have that doctor's office calling my phone.
Okay.